thank you all very much for that excellent introduction. We're going to jump right in and talk about the presidential cabinet today, the advisors who run different parts of the U.S. government. When a president starts a second term, that's when you might see a lot of change in the cabinet. Some members stay, some go. We're seeing that right now with the Obama administration. The president picks who he wants to be in the cabinet, but he doesn't make the final call. The U.S. Senate does that. It's part of something called advice and consent, and it goes all the way back to the U.S. Constitution. The president's pick to be his next Secretary of Defense is Chuck Hagel. He's a former senator, he's a military veteran, and he's kind of a controversial pick because of some things he's said in the past. Before the Senate decides whether Hagel will be the next defense secretary, it holds confirmation hearings, a chance for senators to ask Mr. Hagel questions. Yesterday, things got tense during this exchange with Senator John McCain.
Were you correct or incorrect when you said that the surge would be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam? Were you correct or incorrect? Yes or no?
My reference to the surge being the most dangerous.
Are you going to answer the question, Senator Hagel? The question is, were you right or wrong? That's a pretty straightforward question.
Well,
I would like to answer whether you're right or wrong, and then you are free to elaborate.
We've been looking at the issue of immigration this week. Our shows on Tuesday and Wednesday talked about it. You can find those in the transcript archive at CNNstudentnews.com. We brought you a lot of perspectives on this issue. Now we're looking at some of your perspectives. These came from our viewers at Facebook.com/CNNstudentnews. From Sam, immigration regulations are designed to protect citizens from potential enemies of the state. I'd rather have a difficult immigration process than one that almost anyone can successfully make it through. From Dulce, we came here as immigrants, and after many generations of residing here, we decide to take charge of saying who has the right to have the same chance we did? Colby now, with the government having ultimate control, states are left powerless on the matter. The government needs to step up its game or allow the states to do more to prevent illegal immigration. Kalen writes, America is a locked door that leads to opportunity. It should be unlocked for anybody who needs change in their life. Caleb says, if an illegal immigrant comes and applies for a job, don't hire them. Employers are the real reason that illegal immigrants are getting jobs. And from Hayden, I am all for people immigrating to this country legally. Immigrants who do not take the time to get naturalized should not get the same advantages that immigrants who do take the time to earn their citizenship.